When you think about all of the literature about tragic and challenging times, it's no wonder that we're beginning to see books about our current global existential crisis. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels of the COVID-19 pandemic. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Our Country Friends is the great American pandemic novel only Gary Steingart could write, full of hyphenated identities, razzle-dazzle writing, and defiant vitality. The central character is a washed-up writer named Sasha Sendorovsky. One of Sasha's fondest memories of his childhood is the upstate New York bungalow colony catering to Russian immigrant families where he first met his wife, Masha. With the proceeds of his once successful writing career, he's built one of his own, though it's an area of New York State where a deconstructed swastika is becoming a popular bumper sticker, and he's having trouble scraping together the cash to get the dead tree limbs out of the driveway before his party starts. Karen Cho and Vinod Mehta have been his best friends since high school. Karen is stratospherically rich after creating an app that makes people fall in love. Vinod has failed at everything except being a very good person and loving Karen ceaselessly from afar. They are joined by Karen's distant cousin, an international dandy named Ed, Sendorovsky's beautiful former student Dee, who leverages her southern drawl and heritage to great effect, and a movie star known only as the actor, whose fame, charisma, and good looks are almost beyond description. Except Steingart, whose most recent book is the fantastic Lake success and most famous is probably Super Sad True Love Story, can describe anything. Russian, a language built around the exhalation of warmth and pain. Cheeses, so filled with aromatic herbs that they inspired memories that had never happened. One could go on. When the curtain rises on this story, it's early March 2020. Sendorovsky has to ask his guests to refrain from hugging because, quote, Masha's gone all epidemiological. All the guests seem to gather they'll be staying on for a while, but of course, they have no idea. This may be both the first and last pandemic farce, but I loved every minute of it. What if you were on your own in one of the most beautiful places on Earth when the world shut down in March 2020? That's the premise of Wish You Were Here, the 27th novel from Jodi Picoult. Diana O'Toole, an assistant at Sotheby's, has a near-perfect life. About to turn 30, she's on the verge of closing a career-changing deal, selling a Toulouse-Lautrec painting to Yoko Ono. Actually, Picoult gives her a different name, but it's definitely Yoko. Once she gets that nailed, Diana plans to leave on vacation to the Galapagos Islands, where she expects her boyfriend, a medical resident named Finn, to pop the question. But on March 15th, Finn is informed that the hospital needs all hands on deck, and he can't leave town. Since they've already paid for the trip, Diana goes by herself and soon finds out she can't go home. She's stuck on an isolated island with iguanas, turtles, exotic flora and fauna, and a troubled teenage girl with a hot single dad. Her reaction to this man and to the whole situation makes her question the plan she's so carefully laid out for her life. Then, there is a huge plot twist of which I can say no more. It's a bit contrived and somewhere on the far side of believability, but I imagine Picoult fans will want to read it and decide for themselves.
The books are Our Country Friends by Gary Steingart and Wish You Were Here by Jodi Picoult. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or on the WIPR app. That's also where you can find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read or give. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.